While remnants of Hurricane Michael are expected to hit North Carolina this week, many residents are still trying to recover from Hurricane Florence last month. Robeson County, home to Lumberton, was one of the areas that was hit hard by record rainfall. Many there were still recovering from the damage caused by Hurricane Matthew 2 years ago, which caused an estimated $4.8 billion worth of damage in North Carolina. The challenges in that recovery, including government failures, is the focus of an extensive report out today by the Center for Public Integrity, which you can read on our website. Joining me now is the reporter of that story, Ashley Balzerzak, who covers federal politics for the Center. So what made you want to look more closely at Robeson County in particular?
Sure. So this is a part of a six-part series that our organization was looking at called Abandoned in America. And what we were doing is we looked at a lot of different data sets, looking at voter turnout, campaign contributions, lobbying money. Basically, we wanted to find areas of the country that don't have that much access to their federal government. Normally, we cover millionaires and billionaires, and we wanted to look at the flip side of that. And Robeson really stood out from the data from that perspective. Very low turnout, no money, low median income, very diverse. And then when we were kind of then digging in, doing some more shoe leather reporting, the fact that they were still recovering from Hurricane Matthew, which had happened almost 2 years previously, made us very curious.
And you spoke to several residents in the county, and a lot of them said that one of the problems they were having following Matthew was getting a hold of the funds that they qualified for from FEMA for rebuilding. So what was the problem there? Why were these people not getting this money?
So there were a couple of issues here. One, a lot of residents didn't even apply for funds because they were discouraged. They thought that FEMA would deny them. There were rumors around. So they just didn't even go. FEMA denials are pretty frequent. So if they did apply, FEMA denies them, then they just kind of gave up, even though FEMA says, oh, all you have to do is then submit whatever we ask you for. Like if you don't have the correct information, you don't have a bill or proof of residency or something like that, it can be really small things that then you can go fix. But if you're in the midst of this, it's very overwhelming, maybe then you just kind of give up. One person that I talked to said she went back and forth 12 different times because she had to keep talking to a new representative that told her one thing. She would come back, another person would say another, and then from that point on, she just said, I can't keep doing this. And then there was a chunk of money from Housing and Urban Development that had not been distributed from the state, maybe 10% by the time that Florence hit. So some are saying, well, we don't even have all of the federal funds from this storm 2 years ago. How long is it going to take to get them from this storm?
What has FEMA said about the complaints that these residents have brought up?
They've said this is kind of the nature of disaster, which does really make sense. So much is happening, and they're trying to catch as many people as they can, and that they understand that this is difficult. And sometimes people fall through the cracks. I think that they understand this, and they're trying to help as many people as they can. And I did talk to some people that said, yeah, we got it. We got through it, and it's okay. But the residents in West and South Lumberton, I was in Lumberton, the county seat, most of the time. Those were kind of the people that needed the help the most that were just having the most trouble getting it, maybe lower education levels, haven't interacted with the federal government before in this way. So it was just kind of difficult for these populations to go through this process.
So as we've been mentioning, obviously Robeson County is incredibly rural. Lumberton, the county seat, is not a large town. Did that have an effect that it's not a largely populated area? In other words, it's not a place like Houston, like we saw last year?
A lot of recovery folks did say that they think that that makes a difference. You're not screaming as loudly. If you're in a smaller place, you don't have the clout. It's hard to completely say that for sure, but I cover influence in Washington, and we normally are covering the people with the means to then get what they want. And I think it is kind of striking that you have a community that lacks all of these different channels, and they feel like they're not being heard.
I also want to ask about the disconnect that some of the county residents feel from Washington. Does it have anything to do with a large chunk of the population there in Robeson being Lumbee Indian, and that Indian tribe not being recognized by the federal government?
I actually started out thinking that that would be an issue in that sense, but I almost found the Lumbee population to kind of disprove my thesis, The tribe actually seems to have the ear of the Washington politicians much better than the rest of Robeson County. Like, I was speaking with the tribal chairman, Harvey Godwin Jr., and he was saying, yeah, Senator Burr has my cell phone. He was calling me every day in the wake of Florence. And I went to the Lumbee homecoming event in July, and all of the people running for federal office and state office and Governor Cooper was there. So they all do at least pay lip service and communicate with the Lumbees in a way that they may not be on the ground with these other people that I was talking with. So that's very interesting. But it's also important to note, I mean, they haven't gotten what they wanted yet. They have not become federally recognized.
That's Ashley Balzerzak, the federal politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.